بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد عن ابي هريره رضي الله تعالى عنه ان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال حجبت النار بالشهوات وحجبت الجنه بالمكاره متفق عليه ابو هريره رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates that verily رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that jannat, that the fire of hell Jahannam has been surrounded, a veil has been placed over it of the desires of man. And a veil has been placed over paradise, Jannat, of difficulties, of those things which are disliked. Find an analogy is given in this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In one riwayat it is mentioned that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Jannat, Allah ta'ala sent Jibreel to look at Jannat. Jibreel saw the pleasures, the desires, the attractions of Jannat. And thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked him about it and he said that, Ya Allah, no one will come to know about this place. No one will come to know about this place except that he will wish to enter this place. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Jahannam. The difficulties, the hardship, the punishment, chastisement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is found in Jahannam. Seeing this, Jibreel said that this is such a terrible place that no one will come to know the existence of it except that they will stay away from this place. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed a veil over Jannat, a veil of those things which are difficult, those things that are disliked by the nafs and the nature of man. And Allah Ta'ala placed a veil over Jahannam of the things which people like. And when Jibreel saw this, he responded and he said that I fear that because of this veil over Jannat of things which are difficult and hard, I fear that no one will enter Jannat. And because of the veil over Jahannam of the passions and desires of man, I fear that many, many people will enter into Jahannam. So we find that this analogy is given. This life in this world is a test. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing us. Allah ta'ala says in the Quran, Am hasibtum? A question is asked. This is a rhetorical question. Allah says, Am hasibtum? What do you think? And tadkhulul jannah, that you will just enter into Jannah like that? Elsewhere Allah ta'ala says, Ahasiban nas, ayyutraku, ayyakulu amanna, wahum la yuftanun. Allah ta'ala says, what do you think? That iman is cheap? Iman is cheap, iman is just freely available. Do you think that you will say, Amanna, I am a believer, I brought iman in Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ and you will not be tested? أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ أَن تَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةِ Do you think you will just enter into Jannah? وَلَمَّا يَأْتِكُمْ مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ خَلَوْا مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ And the hardships and the difficulties that afflicted the nations of the past will not befall you. Allah Ta'ala has placed a price tag on Jannat. And the price tag on Jannat, according to this hadith, is those things which we find difficult. To wake up for Fajr Salah, especially in summer, is difficult. To wake up for Tahajjud Salah in the dead of night, in cold weather, to make wudu, to walk to the masjid, to control one's desires, to not become angry, to forgive a person despite him doing wrong to you, to enjoin good, to forbid evil, all the various deeds by which Jannat is earned, there is some element of difficulty involved in them. The nafs will not aspire towards that. But the beauty of it, my respected brothers, is that once a person has to overcome this hurdle, to get up in the dead of night for tahajjud, like I mentioned, by way of example, is difficult. But if a person exerts himself, he overcomes the hurdle, then gradually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it such that a person will find such sweetness and such ecstasy in these amal that he will regard these amal as more valuable than whatever is in this world. But he has to overcome that first obstacle, that first hurdle, that we find the words used in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, bil makari, Allah has placed a veil over Jannat. This word makari, I translated it as difficulties. But actually it doesn't mean difficulties. The word makari comes from the word kariha yakra, which means something that you dislike. To get jannat, you will have to do those things which you dislike. Naturally, to go against the nafs is something that people dislike. Yet the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَجَدْنَا خَيْرَ الْخَيْرِ فِي مُخَالَفَةِ النَّفْسِ. We found every good when we went against our nafs. To do these amal of deen, to do these amal by which you will earn jannat, you will have to go against your nafs. You will have to strive, and this is why Imam Nawawi rahimullah has mentioned this hadith under the chapter Bab al-Mujahada, the chapter of striving. Striving against what? Against this nafs. Against the nafs, against shaitan. All sorts of obstacles will come in front of you. Holiday season is coming. The call will be made by go out in the path of Allah. Go in the environment of the masjid, go in the environment of deen. The temptation will be there. Temptation will be there for holiday resorts. Temptation will be there for the places of masiyat, for the places of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's disobedience. Yet, what is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying? Allah has placed a veil over Jahannam. Allah has placed a veil over Jahannam. Zina, sharab, looking at that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited you from. Staying away from the masjid, staying away from the environment of deen, sitting in front of that shaitan box. Temporary ecstasy, temporary pleasure, temporary enjoyment. But what are you doing? You are breaking the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are earning the anger of Allah. You are drawing the lanat and the curses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you. This veil of the passions of shahawat. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ وَالْبَنِينَ وَالْقَنَاطِيرِ الْمُقَنْطَرَةِ مِنَ الذَّهَبِ وَالْفِضَّةِ وَالْخَيْلِ الْمُسَوَّمَةِ وَالْأَنْعَامِ وَالْحَرْثِ ذَلِكَ مَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَاللَّهُ عِنْدَهُ حُسْنُ الْمَآبِ. A challenge is facing every one of you. Allah says, part of the nature of life is that we have beautified the shahawat, the passions and desires for you in this world, of women, of gathering and amassing the wealth of this world, of the various attractions and luxuries of this world. But what does Allah say? Realize and understand this temporary pleasure that you will get in masiyat, in Allah's disobedience. ذَلِكَ مَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. This is the useless entrapment of this world. وَاللَّهُ عِنْدَهُ حُسْنُ الْمَآبِ. But by Allah is the true abode. By Allah is the true pleasure. By Allah is the true return. So desist and stay away from the temporary ecstasy and temporary passions of this world. Ali radiallahu ta'ala used to say, put one foot on your nafs. Put one foot on your nafs. Resist the temptation for haram. Resist the temptation of the shahwat, of these passions and desires. And the next foot is in Jannat. The next foot is in Jannat. Ala inna sil'at Allahi ghaliya. Ala inna sil'at Allahi al-jannah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, listen, the prize of Allah is expensive. This is the system of this world also. Exams are coming now. A lot of matric students or whatever grade they are in, exams are coming now. You have to burn the midnight oil. You have to go against your nafs. Little bit difficulty you will undergo. But the return, a person becomes successful. Person gets his degree, he advances in life, doors open for him. Little bit difficulty and the doors open. Allah's system also is like that. Little bit difficulty, and in this world Allah opens the door. What door? That Allah puts the lazzat and the ecstasy of these amal in our hearts. And akhirat, forever and ever eternal enjoyment, forever and ever pleasure. But little bit of difficulty, we have to go against the nafs. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, listen, the price of Allah is expensive. Inna silat Allahi al-jannah. What is the price of Allah? Jannat. Little bit difficulty and Jannat forever and ever. Why? كَأَنَّهُمْ يَوْمَ يَرَوْنَهَا لَمْ يَلْبَثُوا إِلَّا عَشِيَةً أَوْ دُحَاهَا. Allah says, when you see my Jannat, when you see Akhirat, you will realize that the life of this world was one morning or one evening. Don't sell the pleasure of forever and ever for this temporary life, for the short period. Here, go against the nafs, go against the desires. Ibrahim bin Adham rahimahullah, he went to use a public toilet. Somebody was standing at the entrance. Nowadays, Indo-Pak subcontinent, we still find this. To use public facilities, they'll charge you a few rupees. Somebody was standing at the entrance of the toilet, said you have to pay a little bit to use these facilities, 1 or 2 rupees. He started crying, so someone asked him that, why are you crying? He said, today the realization has dawned upon me that this is the home of najasat and filth. This is a toilet. I can't enter here for free. How am I going to enter Allah's Jannat for free? If the toilet I have to pay a few rupees, Allah's Jannat, how can I enter for free? Inna silatallahi ghaliya, inna silatallahi al-jannah. The price of Allah is expensive, the price of Allah is Jannat. Little bit difficulty, little bit hardship. As I mentioned, Sahaba of Rasulullah said, every door of good and khair opened for us when we went against our nafs, when we went against our desires. Allah give us tawfiq, subhanahu wa ta'ala.